Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Ye. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're going to leave one day. Some of us going to get promoted. Some going to be fired. Everybody going to be happy. Come on.
Check it.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus. And all the things that Egypt still doing to us, and Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people ever, all they do is laugh at me. They just blew lamb, getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got weed priors and be my desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about
new cars, new frames, no doubt. I'm watching chain, but
they don't really know about it.
It's the land of idolatry, wickedness and queers. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job I get is better, whatever. My king provides for me through any endeavors. I took my stony heart and exchanged it for meekness. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fool, keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand if you just follow by the rules. Insubordination, the reason you stuck in the same station. So praise Almighty Yah, watch your wicked start decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my applause. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about ya.
New cars, new frames, no belt, home watch and chain. But
they don't really know about ya.
Who's this, who's that, what's that, still crack, who raps, but
they don't really know about ya.
My hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about ya.
Come on, man. Okay, what you say, man?
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise Almighty Yah for another day, another week, the sixth day of the week. The day that the Creator blessed man and beast and made man after his own image. I praise the mighty Yah today for bringing you another program of nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All you're going to get is the truth. For some reason, if you become suspicious of the things that I'm teaching or telling you, give me a call. 919-931-6216, and we will discuss it. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of internet. And shalom to all my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of Blog Talk. There's no doubt in my mind that the only reason you're tuning in, listening in, it is because of your fear towards Elohim. We're back from a very beautiful, awesome trip last week where we were in Jackson, Mississippi. Not Jackson, I apologize. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Which is about an hour and a half south of Jackson. Once again, it was an awesome and historic trip. It is and was our 24th year of gathering ourselves together for the purpose of the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High. And the Creator said, gather yourselves together, yea, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire. And this is what we did. We gathered ourselves together. Of course, there are many things that we discussed. There were things that we discussed that we studied, counseled together with one another. Even before we got to Mississippi. And then when we got to Mississippi, we discussed many of these issues with our brothers and sisters. A lot of people under the impression that these cities that are selected, the states that are selected, these are just some random picks. I said, well, why don't you go here next time? Why don't you go there next time? Why can't you plan 2 years in advance, a year in advance? Well, the reason why we don't do that, which probably would be, it seems like it's best to do it that way. But little do people know, when we select a particular place, it's not as random as you think. And the very subject matters that we deal with is not random either. It really do take counsel with the Most High to see what we will do, to find out where we will go, these things. We have tentative news on where our next conference will be. I won't announce it really until next week because there's a lot of groundwork we're doing to make sure this is a beautiful conference. And so, as we generally do, we're going to let the Most High guide us. I know we did tentatively make some announcements while in Mississippi, but we're going to make everything official, hopefully, next week. And then we will bring to you the various subjects that we plan on dealing with. I will let you know that hopefully that if the Creator bless us and guide us to fulfill some of the desires that we have for our next conference. It will be something very unique and different than something that we have done in the past, different than we have done in the 24 years we've been holding the conference. So we're looking forward to bringing you some great, exciting news if the Creator bless our hands to do so. So we will let you know. Also, we have our holy days upon us, one of the first yearly holy days that we have that our people kept and observed is the Passover. And right behind it is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Passover is next Wednesday. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread, of course, is the day after. One is on the 14th of the first month of the Hebrew calendar. The other one is on the 15th of the first month of the Hebrew calendar. And we will be dealing with that this weekend, letting all our people know how we observe these days according to the scriptures. And particularly while we are in captivity. So we will deal with that starting tomorrow. I was going to deal with that tonight. However, I realize we need to update the people on the conference. Of course, we don't go to these conferences for just fun and games. If we have fun, fine. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to go there, gather ourselves together, reason together with one another, and to see what Yah will have us to do. And this is what we did. There were mostly agreements on the things that we discussed. However, there were some disagreements. And I will highlight both things that occurred. And you can make up your mind if you were not there as you see fit in studying the scriptures that we looked at together. So next week is Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. But today we will deal with what we went to Mississippi for. One of the questions that we had on the floor and that we brought to the people is, what is the wilderness of the people? What is it? And where is the wilderness of the people? What is it and where is it? Of course, if you have not read the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, starting at the 32nd verse, and we'll get into it, to about the 44th verse, the Creator lets us know that he was going to bring us into the wilderness of the people. And there he will plead with us face to face as he pleaded with our fathers. in the land, in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. And so we dealt with what it is, and we also dealt with where it is. There were some who's under the impression that the wilderness its location is right here in America. And to be specific, right in the ghettos, the black communities here in America. This is the wilderness. They also believe that since this is the wilderness, this is where the Creator will plead with us. And the Almighty will take us straight into the land. There'll be no pit stops. We're going straight home from here. And then we had those who believe that although the Almighty will deliver us from the land of our enemies here in America, the righteous as well as the rebellious. Will both be taken out of the land of our enemies, out of the countries wherein we are scattered. And the Almighty will take us to a wilderness where he will plead with us. And from there, the Almighty will purge out the rebels. And from there, the Creator will take us into the land. So the disagreement is actually from which place will we actually go home? And then we talked about what is the wilderness. As I stated before, there are some believe that the wilderness is the black communities that we live in today. And then there's others that believe the wilderness is a desolate place, a desert, somewhere where no man inhabits. And this desolate place, this desert, it's like the place in the days of old where you won't have the various necessities to be able to feed yourself and get drink, and you'll be in a desert, a wilderness, a desolate place, where you will only be able to depend on Yah and Yah only. So we're going to get into that. Also, we discuss, according to the Most High, according to Yah, how should Israel gather themselves together? Are we gathering ourselves together as we are commanded? Or is it that we are gathering ourselves together, but we hadn't went far enough? So we talked about, should we have communities of Israelites? Where should these community of Israelites be? Should they be all over the country? Should it be one geographical location? And we also asked the question, is it a sin that that we don't have our own communities. So we'll get a little bit into that. And one of the things that we also had, subject matter that we had, that we didn't get a lot into because the other subject matters took so, they really took all day just to deal with those things, and that is, how do we determine our months and years? So it was a lot of people there, who then we typically have for our spring conference, because that's our smallest conference. But there was, the house was packed. Everyone was engaged and ready to discuss the issues. And of course, there were a lot of questions generated from these subjects. So this is what we discussed. So let's go ahead and try to get right into the subject matters. And the first thing I will share with you is the scripture says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And of course, I was one of the ones who felt that it is a necessity that we have our own communities. And as a result of not having our own communities, we have passed down a legacy of iniquities unto our children. And this legacy involves sending our children to the schools of our enemies, to eat the food of our enemies, to allow others to raise our children, to work day in and day out for our enemies, to dress, to walk, to live like our enemies. As a matter of fact, if you look at today's Israelites, there is no difference in how the world sees us versus our enemies. This is how we have integrated with our enemies, not realizing that this is a sin. Let me just show you a couple of scriptures. Watch how our fathers integrated in the past. If you go to the book of Esther, I just want you to see this. And the first thing we're discussing is, how should we gather ourselves together? It's good that we are keeping the holy days. The Sabbath day, the Almighty said, we are to have a holy convocation. On various feast days, we are to gather ourselves together. For us, with the Sacred Laws Conference, we come together 3 times a year. Well, what about our daily living? This is where our people have not successfully been able to stand up and come together. And why? Well, it's not hard for me to understand why. There's no sacrifices being made. And what type of sacrifice have to be made? Well, the sacrifice of righteousness. And what is this righteousness that must be executed? Well, it's called covenant. The Almighty said, gather my saints together unto me. Those who have made with me a covenant by sacrifice. We have to make covenants with one another that we're going to do the right thing, that we're going to live right, that we're going to be right. And there's only one right thing to do, and that's the law. Look what the scriptures say in the book of Esther, the third chapter. And why am I reading Esther, the third chapter? Because this was a time where our people was in captivity. And I want you to see how they seen things, how the enemy seen our people in the book of Esther. And this is what it says in Esther, the third chapter, starting at the 8th verse. And it says, and Haman, king of Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people. In other words, we got Hebrews, we got Muslims, we got Christians, we got atheists, we got Mormons, we got all kind of people in your provinces, king. But there's a people that's in your province all over this kingdom, but their laws, they're different from everybody. And then watch what it says. Neither keep they the king's laws. And as a matter of fact, king, not only are their laws different, but they don't even keep your law. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them, which means to allow them. In other words, the Israelites in the days of old stood out. They stood out amongst everybody. And these people knew how the people were living and what they believed in and what they were doing and how they went about their business. But when they seen the Hebrews, they said, man, these guys are different than everybody. Their laws are diverse. And as a matter of fact, King, they don't even keep your law. Is that what the enemies today, are they saying that about us? There's a bunch of people in your province, King, and they diverse. I don't think that's being said about us today. But it was said about our fathers. Not only there, go to the book of Daniel so you can see what I'm trying to convey to you. Now, why Daniel? For once again, this man that was ready. And this is what it says in the book of Daniel, the first chapter. Start reading at the third verse and watch what it says. And a king spake, Daniel, the first chapter, the third verse. And a king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, well-favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, understanding signs, such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. So the king was giving them the best that he had, the best food that he had, as well as the best wine that he had, because he wanted them to be nourished. This in the sixth verse. Now among these were the children of Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave name, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and Hananiah Shadrach, and Mishael Meshach, and Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. And why? Because what the king had still wasn't good enough for Daniel, nor was it good enough for our people. Watch what it says in the 11th verse. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuch had set over Daniel, and Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, prove, test thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Just give us some water and vegetables. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he considered to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appear fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. In other words, Daniel and his brothers knew exactly what was good for them, and they refused to be defiled with the king's meat because they stood together. They stood up as one man. And this is what must be done if we have a desire to gather ourselves together. For the scripture says, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? And we have too many disagreements. And the way we rule out these disagreements is we must come together. And we must sit at the table of brotherhood. And we must discuss these issues. Because the more we talk, the more we uncover, the more we can root out. And the closer we become. And this is what our fathers did. They were together. And all through the scriptures, as I read this thing, it is clear to me that we're not doing enough. And not only we're not doing enough, we're not doing what we were commanded to do. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. And this is what it says, Deuteronomy 6, the 4th verse. O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And watch what he says. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. In other words, we're supposed to be dealing with this word all day long with our children. And we can't do that if we're not gathered together. We got many houses today that's ruled by women. And women are raising these children all by themselves. Today we got two-parent households where both parents is out working and the children are being raised by people who don't even know the Most High, being fed by people who don't know the Most High, being influenced by people who don't know the Most High. Now ask yourself, is this righteousness? No, this is not righteousness at all. And the only way to turn the tide is the saints of the Most High must come together and make the necessary sacrifice, the necessary covenant that it takes to have our own community. Now, is it too late? No, it's not too late at all. All the Creator wants to know, because the Almighty said he don't judge like man. Man look on the outer part, but Yahweh look on the inward part. All Yahweh wants to know is this in your heart, because if it's in your heart, as it was in the heart of David to build a house for Yah. And because it was in David's heart and he began plans together, the Almighty said it was good. It was good that it was there. Even though he was not the one that would build Yahweh's house. And maybe if we put it in our hearts and begin to plan now, even if we never see the reality of it, it's possible that our children will. But whatever we do, we cannot continue to hand the legacy of iniquity down to our children. And we can keep making excuses day in and day out, month in and month out, year in and year out, for those that's willing to circumcise their heart. Circumcise your heart. Circumcise yourself to Yah. And let us begin to build what the Creator told us to build. Also, we discussed and where is this wilderness? And I'll give you my take on that. Well, I went to demonstrate and show that the wilderness of the people is not as America, others believe it is. And let me show you why I believe that. I also showed why I believe the wilderness is a desert like the days of old. But first, let me show you why I believe that is not this America. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, this is what it says. And we're going to start reading at the 32nd verse. And this is what it says. And that which coming into your mind shall not be at all that ye say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries to serve wood and stone. In other words, this is the mindset of our people today. See, as I stated before, the Almighty judges the heart. And most of our people don't realize the Almighty know what's in your heart. You can fool me. You can fool everybody else, but you can't fool Yah. Our people is scared to tell even their family members that they are an Israelite and that there's only one Elohim. And this one Elohim, his name is Yah. And this Yah has laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments that we are commanded to keep. We have Israelites who won't tell their friends. They won't tell their co-workers. As a matter of fact, they won't even take on a Hebrew name unless they're around Hebrews. Then they Hebrew this and Hebrew that. But as soon as they get around their co-workers, as soon as they get around their friends, they're not keeping no laws. They're not letting the people know who they are. And consequently, they're not letting the people know who Yah is. Y'all know the heart. And this is what it says, 33rd verse. As I live, said Yah, Elohim, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out countries wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. So you notice he said he's going to bring us out from the people. And not only is he going to bring us out from the people, he's going to bring us out of the countries when we're scattered. We're scattered to America. And we're scattered all over the world. And the Almighty said he's going to gather us out of the places. Where now is he going to gather us in the land of Israel? Well, let us see. Next verse, 35th verse. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people. And there will I plead with you face to face. Now, where is this wilderness? Since he's going to take us out of the country, where is this wilderness? Well, some say it's America. Well, I thought he just said he was going to bring us out of the country and bring us into the wilderness. We will have to read this again. It will have to say, well, I'm going to take you out from the people, bring you out of the country, and leave you in the ghettos, and leave you in the hood, and leave you in the black community. It didn't say that. He said he's going to take us out of these places. Watch what it said. 36 verse. As I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so would I plead with you, says Yah Elohim. And if you don't know how he pleaded with us in the wilderness, we're going to read it. So you will know. 37 verse. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn. In other words, he's going to bring the rebels out of the countries where they sojourn. And where do they sojourn? Well, they sojourn in the same ghettos that you sojourn in. But he said he's going to bring them out where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. First, the rebels. He's going to purge those that transgress against him, and he's definitely going to bring them out of the country where they sojourn. And we know they sojourn in the land of their enemies. But watch this. It says, and they shall not enter the land of Israel. So how are they going to go straight to the land of Israel? And Almighty said they're not going there. He said they're not going to the land of Israel, but they are going to be taken out of the country. And ye shall know that I am Yah. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says Yah Elohim, go ye serve everyone his idol, and hereafter also, if ye will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, says Yah Elohim, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me, which let you know no rebels will be there. There will I accept them. There will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblation with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet Savior when I bring you out from the people, gather you out of the countries wherein ye have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And ye shall know that I am Yah, when I shall bring you to the land of Israel, into the country for which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall ye remember your ways and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled. And ye shall know yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. And ye shall know that I am Yah, when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, says Yah Elohim. So here the Almighty is clearly letting me know all of us getting out of this land, all of us coming up out of here, but everybody is not going to the land of Israel. And that seemed crystal clear to me. We hear others who disagree. But let me show you what this desert. Because the Almighty clearly lets us know Like as he pleaded with our fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will he plead with us. And it's very important to know how that is, for the Almighty told us to remember it. Watch what the Creator said according to the law in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. The second verse. It says, and thou shalt remember all the way which Yah the Elohim led thee, these 40 years in the wilderness. He said, remember this. Remember this way. He didn't say remember the route you went, like we went through the from Ramses to this place and that place to that place and that place to the next place. No, he said remember the way in which he did it, to humble thee, and to prove thee, meaning to test thee, and to know what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah do man live. This is what he wants you to know. So he's going to put you in a position. He's going to put you in a state of condition. He's going to put you in a situation that you're going to know as our fathers knew or as our fathers learned that man don't live by bread only. So how do you think he's going to do that? Well, he told you how he would do it. He's going to take bread from you. He's going to take from you. You can tell a lot about a man once he get hungry, once he get thirsty, once he don't have things at his own disposal where he can do things himself, and now he has to trust, and now he has to believe, and now he has to depend on someone else. And this someone else is the Most High. You would think it would be easy, because who don't want to trust in the Most High? Who don't want to believe in the Most High? Who don't want to depend on the Most High? Well, let me tell you who don't. The wicked, the rebellious, the uncircumcised in heart. They don't want to depend on the Most High. Look at this desert that the Creator told us, and thou shalt remember. Watch what he said in the same chapter. Starting at the 11th verse, it says, beware that thou forget not Yada Elohim, and not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwell therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yah thy Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, ran with fiery serpents, scorpions, drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, what thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. So in other words, there's only one way to be with the Most High. There's only one way to walk with the Most High. There's only one way that Yahweh will deal with you, period. And that is you be humble. Be humble. Matter of fact, this is the one thing the Almighty said he won't despise, is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. And yes, Yahweh will break your spirit. And yes, Yahweh is going to break your heart. And if your heart and spirit is not broken, you will not be established. You will not be saved. So these are some of the things that we discussed, and I'm just giving my taken on how I believe and what I teach. So let me go to the boards, and let's see how you believe. Call me, 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 on your phone. And we would discuss these things. In the beginning of last year, 2016, we set out at the beginning of the year, in March of 2016, seeking Yah, seeking righteousness, and seeking meekness, that we might be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And then we went after that, after we sought the Most High for righteousness and meekness, then we gathered ourselves together again in 2016. To cry out to the Most High how we as leaders and men communities were not standing up doing the right thing. We were not marrying the women properly. We were not upholding the covenant that came out of our mouths, even though she was the wife of our covenant, the wife of our youth. We had nothing in writing. And we talked about how our righteousness starts right there in the home with our own family. And this is after we sought full righteousness and meekness. Then we gathered ourselves together again, still in 2016, to discuss and to establish the fact that to no longer be liars and false witnesses. Yahweh is looking for those who have truth in the inward parts. A man of Elohim. Yahweh is looking for a man after his own. So what did we discuss? We gathered ourselves together to discuss, since we believe all these different things and we got all these diverse teachings, let us come together and let us establish according to the law, at the mouth of two or more witnesses, the things we believe as well as the things we teach. Because if you don't know how to seek Yah, and if you don't get your house in order, and if you're not going to be a man of truth and a true witness of Yah, how can you be prepared for the wilderness? Because that's the last stop. That's the breaking ground. This is where the Almighty said he was going to purge the rebels. So all the things that we've been talking about and dealing with up until that point is your preparation. And we're still preparing the people. But are you listening? Are you hearing? Are you engaged? And do you really want the truth? Well, we will see. But let me go to one of our first callers on the board. In the 513 area code, which is Cincinnati, Ohio. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Murray Kishaya. This is
Hallelujah.
He gave me the title Elder Elijah, and that's fine. I wanted to just say to you, according to the spirit of your lesson, sermon, it's all good. the things you mentioned about going back into the wilderness, and what I was looking at was a refining fire, a filter, you know. So even those who say they're Israel and go in the name of Israel, like you say, they have to prepare. And if you're not preparing by knowing that man don't live by bread and bread alone, then you don't get it. You have to fall in love with Yah because you know he's absolutely right. So, brother, I just wanted to share with you to the listening audience that you're telling nothing but the truth as you promised as you introduced the program. So praise be Yah for me, hallelujah, seven times. And
hallelujah.
I'll add a tag to it and say that Yah don't like diverse measures, diverse weights. He likes for men of understanding and women of understanding to use his measure and his weight. That's the only kind of man and woman that's going to make it through the wilderness who do Proverbs 3 and 5. That's the only people that's going to make it. So thank you, brother, for letting me share my testimony. And Hattiesburg, Mississippi was off the chart. It's something that event, a time that'll live in you, you know, from here on out to help you make it through the wilderness. So, kudos for that. But otherwise, let me leave room for somebody else to get on. But I just had to give a word and praise according to what you were saying. You even reminded me of our teacher, and that's the way a teacher should be. He should leave some kind of stain on you, or either a note saying how well you did or a slap on the back to say straighten up. But it ought to be something that the teacher teaches to stay with you and hold you together. So thank you for that coming through you as well, my Praise the mighty Yah.
Well, praise the mighty Yah for your words, my beloved elder. And you're absolutely right. The Creator said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, I shall reject thee. And there's been a lot of knowledge to get us straight. And if we don't take heed to it, we won't be straight. And you're absolutely right. Even when a tree gets bent, if you don't put no stick on it, it's going to stay crooked. The Almighty said he was going to make the crooked thing straight. So we need to put a stick on our back and straighten up. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. I got a lot of callers on the board, so we're going to be talking.
Yes, sir. Shalom, shalom.
All right, shalom, shalom. All right, to next brother, also in Cincinnati. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Maury. How you doing?
Doing excellent. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. All praise to the Most High by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A beautiful presentation. You always bring out the truth, as you stated. And also, I have to give admiration for everybody that played a part, including yourself and the teachers and the people of Mississippi for putting on a wonderful and magnifying us conference. It was definitely beautiful and stuck that Southern hospitality.
Well, you're absolutely right. It was a beautiful time in Mississippi, and it exceeded our expectations. Well, go ahead and finish.
Yeah, but I definitely agree with you as far as the wilderness having to be remote from where we are today. You know, as you brought out. In Deuteronomy 8, how the Most High said, remember the way that he led us. You know, we were totally dependent on Yah. And as far as we stayed in the ghettos, most of the ghettos, or probably all of the ghettos, we depended on the government, or we depended on our enemy. We depended on, you know, the jobs that we had, or depending even on ourselves is what it looks like. But the Most High said that he wanted us to be humble and depend on him and his word completely. And just to put a little things in perspective, we came out of Egypt with great substance. But our people always complained about being hungry. And it's like, man, we had cattle, we had such and such, such and such. But we wasn't even allowed to feed ourselves. In Leviticus 17, the Most High gave a commandment where we wasn't even allowed to kill any animal for no reason unless we had brought it to the door of the tabernacle to sacrifice unto Yah. So that's just to show that as we, you know, we're thinking that we in the wilderness now, but we still depending on another man instead of depending on Yah. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say, just to put things in perspective on my outlook of why it's necessary to leave our enemies and not depend on anyone but Yah and Yah himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're absolutely right. The very people, as a matter of fact, the scriptures say, there's going to come a time where we will not stay upon him that smote us. It's the government that's killing our people, and the government allow other people to kill our people. And these are the very people we fight and take our complaints to, not to the Most High, but to the government. And you're absolutely right. The Almighty wants us away from our enemies and to totally trust it depend on him, and that's not going to happen until we able to separate ourselves from our enemies. Because as long as we with other people, as long as we're around other people, we're not going to trust in the Most High. That has been very abundant and clear. So praise y'all for your words, brother. And I got to go to the next caller. Hallelujah. And we're going right to one of our teachers there in who was there in Mississippi. And as a matter of fact, it was at his great property and hotel that he managed there in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Moray Yehoshua Yisrael. And I may add before I go to Yehoshua, some of you all who went to the conference, you might have an email asking you to rate the hotel and everything. Look for that email and give us a good rating. It'll be beneficial to our beautiful brother who gave us great accommodation. Yehoshua Israel, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
You know, the lesson today was very powerful. It was great. And, of course, you know, I see it as you see it, that the Almighty is going to take us out of this country, as the scripture speaks of in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. But one of the things that I see, as you read in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, that the Almighty is going to humble us. And what brought me to mind is in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, the 12th verse. And I'd like to read just a few verses. And it says, "For thus said Yahweh, your affliction is incurable and your wound is grievous. There is no one to plead your cause, that you may bound up. You have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I wounded you with the wound of an enemy and with the chastisement of a cruel one, and for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. So why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. And I have done these things to you." And the Almighty wants us to realize, and he wants us to accept our punishment. He wants us to accept the fact that we transgressed against him. And the only way we can accept that is through humility. And it takes a strong man to humble himself, not only for the salvation of the Almighty, but also for his people. And we got to be that example for our people. And our people have to be truly humble, just as they had to be humble when they came up out of Egypt. When our people came out of Egypt, they still was haughty, they still was arrogant, they still complained, they still murmured, but the Almighty had to show us that we wasn't who we thought we were. We serve him and not the other way around. And I think that the Almighty is teaching us a very valuable lesson in this, is that humility is the way that we have to go, as you explained earlier, that through this journey and through this process, that we have to learn how to humble ourselves. And also we have to start gathering ourselves as our fathers did in the days of old. It's very vitally important for our own security, our own safety, and it's also a command that the Almighty told us to do. Gather yourself together, O nation not desire. That is a direct command from the Almighty for us to come together, and not just in lip service, not just in just unity Sabbaths. He wants us to come together as a family and unit so we can serve him in righteousness and in truth. And I just wanted to share that with the listening audience. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah, and it's very beautiful and powerful, and you're absolutely right. Likewise for thy affliction, O Israel, especially when you know you're sinned. And we know we have sinned. And just like our fathers sinned, we have done worse. And this is how you know when you're not humble. You're not humble when you got a bunch of complaints, as we heard our people do. even today, and they not even in the wilderness. A bunch of
That's
complaints.
True.
We don't have this, and we don't have that. How are we going to do this, and how are we going to do that? How the people going to come together when they this? How the people going to deal when they don't have that? How the people going to, in other words, a bunch of complaints and excuses. Yah said, is anything too hard for me? So all you have to do is circumcise your heart and believe in Yah. Because if you believe in Yah, the Almighty said, believe in me, so shall ye be established. Believe in my prophets, and you will prosper. All you got to do is learn to believe. If you believe that the Almighty will gather us together, don't make any excuses. Believe
exactly.
that the Almighty will establish us and hide us as he said he would if we seek righteousness and seek meekness that we might be hid in the day of Yah's anger, because his anger is coming. But you got to believe it. And so we have this issue with our heart, and we're going to have to get this heart fixed. So praise about it, Yah Yehoshua. It was a beautiful time again. If you have an email, if you have anything from the hotel in your email to rate the hotel, please fill out that survey. Give good ratings and let us bless Israel. For the scripture says, bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. So let us bless our beloved brother so we can be blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, and I got another caller, one of our other elders out there in Houston, Texas. Shalom, shalom. You there, Elder Ephraim? I see you up, but I don't know if you can hear me or if you have me on mute, but you're on the air. All right, I will try to come back to you to see if I can get you. Calling for Elder Ephraim one more time. All right, I'll come back. Again, if there's anyone else who would like to comment on anything that we're saying. Again, as we knew that down in Mississippi, they know how to put things together. They know how to do things. And they did it just like they normally do. And it was beautiful. It was awesome. It was great. And I hope and pray that everyone is able to make it to the next one, because we have some great things planned for you all. But again, what is this wilderness? How should our people gather themselves together? In the last couple years, especially at the beginning of last year, really before the beginning of last year, because we started in 2015. In the whole year, we talked about seeking Yah. And we talked about if we seek Yah with all our heart and with all our soul, the Almighty himself said, if you seek me, you shall find me. And we began to learn how to seek the Most High. And we learned that you got to seek the Most High with a humble heart. And how do you get your heart humble? Well, you get your heart humble by getting down real low. And what our fathers would do, they were fast. They would afflict themselves. They would tear their garments and put on sackcloth. They would get really, really low. And then they will begin to set their heart on Yah. Today, we have many people who still don't know how to speak Yah. We have marriages, people who are not married, women looking for husbands, men looking for wives, and they looking all in the wrong place. There's only one place you can find a good wife, and there's only one place a woman can find a good husband. And that place is Yah. You have to go to the Most High. You have to seek Him. And if you don't know how to seek Him, you're not going to find what you're looking for. Today we have Israelites, we seem like we just can't get together and establish a foothold into something. And why? Because still we have that don't know how to seek Yah. And Yah wants you to learn how to seek Him. Because if you seek Him, you will find Him. Brothers and sisters, we need divine intervention. The Almighty is teaching us what we should do. The Most High is telling us what we should do. The Most High is giving us the understanding of what we should do. The Almighty is giving us the wisdom of the things to do. Now, all we need is the might to execute what we know to do. And this might is a spirit. It's a spirit that will allow you to have the strength, the courage, courageousness. To fulfill Yah's desire. And all we have to do is ask ourselves, are we truly a servant? Are we some home-born slaves? Will we continue to be spoiled, or will we rise up and awake and awake and put on those beautiful garments, the garments of Zion? It's up to us. Yah is waiting on us. And why? Well, Yah love us. Well, we are the apple of His eye. Till next week, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom, shalom.